I'd like us to think of some of those times which has brought us joy. Have you got those times in your life where there's just been that joy? I mean, I think about times that brought me joy. I think about our wedding, and I think about getting engaged to Kathy and her saying yes. I mean, talk about miracles. And I was just filled with joy. And then we had our children, and they brought us joy when they were born. No, they bring us joy all the time. And then there was grandchildren. And those are all times that bring us joy. I'm sure if I talked to Mel about her grandchildren, she would tell me that they bring her just a little bit of joy. All those things have brought us a lot of joy. But it's Christmas. So let me share a Christmas story with you that brought a lot of joy into my life, and I know into Kathy's life. It was Christmas in 1984. We were in Bible college, first year. Didn't have a lot of money, but I knew exactly what Kathy wanted for Christmas. She wanted those pearls. That's what she wanted, a pearl necklace and earrings. And what she did not want was a microwave. She stressed that. Microwaves were just starting to come out then. I thought they were the rage. Everybody was getting a microwave for Christmas. And I sort of made hints to her that I was buying her a microwave. She kept saying, no, I don't want a microwave. And I said, well, I would sort of insinuate that it was kind of late now. It sort of had been already purchased. I went down to the furniture store in Abbotsford and asked them if they had a box, a microwave box. And they did. I don't know who got a microwave in Abbotsford without a box, but somebody did, because they had this microwave box. So I got this microwave box. I took my vise, which weighs about the same as a microwave, maybe a little more. I put it in the box. The pearl necklace and earrings, they went in a little tiny, I should have brought a little pouch. And so I put that in the box. I stuffed the box full of newspapers and other papers. I wrapped the box all up, put it under the tree, and Kathy's looking at this box under the tree, and I said, I'm sorry. And I was trying not to lie or, you know, be, I can't say I wasn't deceptive. And I said, I'm sorry. So we woke up that Christmas morning, and we did we have a little ritual that we do at Christmas. We have a storybook, a secondhand storybook that we bought that tells the whole Christmas story, tells a little bit, and then we sing a Christmas carol, and everybody cringes because Dad's singing. And then we read another scripture, and it sings another little bit of Christmas carol, and that, you know, like once in Royal David City, and those things. And then we pray, and then we open our gifts. So the kids are opening their gifts, and it is finally time for us to open our gifts. And I bring this box out, making sure it's pretty heavy. So I bring it out from under the tree. Cass sort of pushes it around, and she is not impressed. She is pretty sure she's getting a microwave for Christmas. She tears the paper off, and sure enough, it's a microwave. She opens the box. I said, open the box and see it. It's nice. You'll like it. Honest. And so she opens the box, and soon she realizes that it's not a microwave. She didn't really want the vise, so I got the vise back. And so that was a good Christmas for me. And then she found the pearl necklace and earrings. And it was something she wanted. And she was filled with joy. I was filled with joy. Folks, if you want to give your special loved one something, grab a microwave box, throw something in it, and put something small in it. It's fun It was great. I was filled with so much joy. And I sort of wonder, you know, those times of joy when I look back of, you know, getting engaged, getting married, having children, having grandchildren, and even the time at Christmas when we did that, and there's other things. Kath can probably tell you a few things that I've done that, you know, have brought me joy. And could there be any more joy than that in life, you know? Could there be anything more that would be more joyful? And well, the Bible talks about great joy, great joy. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, we read, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.'" Good news of great joy. This too, this great joy is a miracle. And it's a miracle for us. What brings us and all people great joy? Well, it's the good news. And I'd like to take some time this morning to understand why that good news brings us that miracle of great joy. It all starts with giving. It all starts with giving. That good news is all about giving. That's where it starts. We all know this, for we've read Jesus saying in John chapter 3 in verses 16 and 17, he wrote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." There is no question that Jesus' birth brings great joy. God gave his Son to be born to us, or born for us, for everyone in the world, so that we believe in him and we would not perish. We would not be separated from God. The birth of Jesus brings the miracle of great joy for all. Because as we believe, as we accept what Jesus has done for us, we enter into the kingdom of God, where we are never separated from him for eternity. God could have sent his Son. He could have sent that gift that first Christmas morning to condemn the world. He could have. He had all the right. We had disobeyed. People had disobeyed. They had sinned, and he could have sent his Son to come and judge and condemn the world, but he didn't. That's not what he did. He could have come to condemn us all to hell that first morning, but that is not the gift. The good news is the gift. He sent his Son that morning with good news. Think back to that first morning, that first Christmas morning, that God had chosen a gift for you, for all people. He had chosen that gift. He saw that the world had all gone astray. And instead of condemning the world, he finds the perfect gift for you, for each one, for everyone in the whole world. I can just imagine God sitting there in heaven going, "What am I going to do? I've got it. I've got it. I've got the perfect gift that will fit everyone right at that time. The perfect gift which fits everyone. The gift that would make a way for us and everyone else to be with him forever. I know the joy that filled my heart when I purchased and gave Kathy that gift of those pearls. I mean, I was excited the whole time. I was filled with joy from the moment I purchased them to the moment I wrapped them to the moment she unwrapped them. But nothing that can't even compare to the joy that God had when he sent his one and only Son to be a gift for us, to reconcile us to himself. God gave. The good news is that we don't have to live separated from God because God gave His one and only Son. God gave us the Christ child that first Christmas morning. And as you know, the good news doesn't end with just giving our lives to Jesus. I mean, we talked about that last week. The miracle was Emmanuel, God with us. In Peter's first letter, he wrote, and as he starts to write, he writes about all the trials and troubles that we might go through. And he says, there's a lot of trials and troubles and struggles that we'll go through. Then he assures his readers in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 8 and 9, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Because God gave, because we believe, and because we accepted the good news, we know that Jesus, Emmanuel, is with us. And because he's with us, there's inexpressible and glorious joy in our hearts. No matter what the struggle, no matter what the trials are, there can still be a joy in our hearts. And we wonder sometimes and we go, how can we have this peace? How can we have this joy when we're going through such struggles? It's because there's great joy in Jesus. He's the foundation. He's the Savior. And he's the one that walks with us through all that time. God gave, and there was a miracle of great joy for us. Yet the great joy is not just about giving. I mean, if it just ended there, I don't know. You see, it's about giving, and it's about receiving. There's great joy in receiving. Can you, for a moment, imagine the joy that was inside Kathy's heart when she realized that she wasn't getting a microwave and she was actually getting the gift she desired? She was filled with joy, and I was filled with joy because she received the gift and she accepted the gift of love. The good news is about receiving, and that also brings great joy. The good news, the gift is received, then there is great joy. Have you ever bought anybody a gift and you spent hours figuring out what they want and you give it to them and they unwrap it and go, oh, thanks? Can you imagine how I would have felt if I'd given Kath that gift, that microwave box, and she just looked at the wrapped box and went, I know, it's heavy, it's a microwave. I told him I didn't want a microwave. I'm not even going to open it. I don't want it, Scott. I'm not even going to, please open it. No, I'm not having anything to do with it. I would be pretty hurt, just as you are hurt when you find that gift and you think you've got it all made. And they just go, oh, thanks. Can you imagine how God is hurt when he says, here's the gift. Here's my son for you. And they go, no, not interested. God is hurt. Listen, Isaiah wrote about Jesus' coming in Isaiah 53, verse 3. He wrote these words. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. We read in the Gospels as Jesus on Palm Sunday, as he approached Jerusalem, it says that he wept over the city. He wept over the city because they did not recognize who he was. They rejected him for who he was. They rejected the gift God gave them. But when we or anyone else receives the gift God gives us, it's sort of like this. There's rejoicing. There's excitement. Listen to what happens. Luke writes about a woman who had 10 coins, and she lost one of the coins. She noticed that there was one coin missing, and she was devastated. And she started to look for the coin, and she could not find it. It was not where she thought she'd left it. It wasn't with the other 9. She started to look. She frantically looked. She turned on the lights in the home. She started to clean like she'd never cleaned before. She looked in every nook and cranny, but she could not find the coin. She continues to look, and can you imagine the excitement? There was the 10th coin. She found it. She was over the moon with joy. She was so excited. She had found the 10th coin. She was rejoicing. She called her friends. She called her family. She called her neighbors. Come over and rejoice with me. The coin which was lost is now found. I found it. I found it. Come and rejoice. Jesus told that story, and then after sharing that story, Jesus says, in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. In the same way that woman rejoiced and was so filled with joy over finding that one coin, God says there's rejoicing over one sinner who repents and comes home. All heaven rejoices when people accept the good news. When they receive the good news and repent, there is great joy in heaven. There is a party, as it were, in heaven, for the lost have been found. Not only is God filled with great joy when we receive the gift, but we are filled with the miracle of great joy as well. Think back to when you received that gift you always wanted, and all of a sudden you unwrapped it, whether it was your birthday or Christmas or whenever it was, and all of a sudden you unwrap it, and there it is. The perfect gift. I think last Christmas I mentioned about my air rifle that I received from my parents one Christmas. I can still see the box. It started up here and it went down like this. Oh, I opened it up. There was the air rifle I wanted. It was great. Man, you could have given me $1 million. That wouldn't have mattered. That air rifle was what I wanted. There was joy in my heart because I received that air rifle. It was what I wanted. Kathy was filled with joy when she opened the microwave box and found the vice, but more, she found the pearls. She was filled with joy. Those special gifts fill us with joy when we receive them. So how much more should we be filled with great joy when we receive God's gift, Emmanuel, the Christ child? But wait, there's still more. See, the miracle of great joy is about giving, and it is about receiving, but it's also about sharing. Not very often you would see a newly engaged woman who doesn't share their joy. How many engaged women have you seen go, I don't want anybody to see my engagement ring? No, even if they don't want to and they're a little shy, they make sure the ring is right where you can see it. You know, did you notice, you know, they clang it on a table or bang it or somehow they even, but the chances are most are not like that. More like the woman in the picture. Did you see this? Do you know what happened? Don was telling me about the Mennonite church that they were, and it was kind of interesting. He was just telling me this before the service, and he had no idea that I was going to talk about this. But he was telling me in the Mennonite church, the men sat one side, the women sat on the other side. And if you wanted to announce your engagement, you came in with the woman and you sat in the middle. You know, we announce it. Nowadays, yes, we phone, we text, and it's all over social media when we're engaged. Why? Why does a woman do that? Why would she do that? Well, she's filled with the joy and wants to share the wonderful gift she has received from the one one who loves her. And it's no different with new babies when they're born, right? When our kids were born, I had to have a pocket full of dimes because that's old, right? There's not even pay phones now. But it took dimes, and you had to phone everybody. Well, I didn't have a pocket full of dimes. I just phoned my mom and Kathy's mom, and then the news went out from there. It was all good. But that's the way it is. We want to share the good news, the gift that God has given us. We want to share it with everybody. And even as grandparents, I'll tell you, I get texts. I could show you. I get texts and iMessages from people. These are my grandchildren. This is my newest. And why? Because they're filled with joy. Their grandchildren fill them with joy. It's a gift of God, and they want to share. If we are filled with a desire to share about the gifts which brought us joy, how much more should we be sharing the good news which has filled us with the miracle of great joy? Really, think about it. If I can share about my grandchildren, if I can share about my air rifle, if I can share about giving my wife pearls, how much more should I be wanting to share about the great joy of what Jesus has done for me? Jesus encourages us to share the miracle of our great joy. We read him saying, "And then he told them, 'Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone.'" Don't have to preach. Just mean share the good news. Share the great joy that's inside you. In Romans, Paul exhorts us to share our faith experiences, our stories with others. And we can do that by sending out Christmas cards that share the message of the birth of the Christ child. We're just wishing others a Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. Or some are able to do that by serving a Christmas dinner at the Equality Project on Christmas morning. I mean, others can't do that. I understand that. We can do it by inviting others to the Christmas Eve service. We can share the miracle of great joy through our actions and through our words. We can share the miracle of great joy through the story that we have, how God changed our lives and made it so different. I had an opportunity at the Equality Project to share that with somebody this last Tuesday when I was there. I couldn't make it Monday because there was an emergency, but last Tuesday, I was able to go there and, you know, talk about God ordaining things, because usually I go Mondays. I don't go Tuesdays because Pastor Paul's there, but I needed to go and connect with somebody on Tuesday at the Equality Project, so I went Tuesday, and I was sitting beside this gentleman, and he was telling somebody else that, you know, he never really believed in God or not. Like, he was just sort of, yeah, you know, whatever. And he says, I've never really seen any evidence that God is real. What? Let me share what God did in my life. You don't think God's real? Well, let me just tell you how God took my foul mouth away in an instant after me trying for months to stop. And his jaw, so I shared my story of how I came to faith, and his jaw just dropped. And I've been praying every day that he just keeps thinking over and over about the story. We can just tell the simple story of the miracle that God did in our life that brought us great joy. How much more do we want to share? The good news brings the miracle of great joy because God gave. He gave His one and only Son for us. The good news brings great joy because we receive, when we receive that incredible gift into our lives, we're filled with great joy. The good news brings great joy when we share that great joy with others. This is all great joy. It brings the miracle of great joy to our Heavenly Father as He gave, and to us as we receive His gift, and to others as we share the great joy with them. May we be filled with the miracle of great joy, which is for us and for all people. May we be filled with that great joy this Christmas season and always. Let us allow the miracle of great joy to overflow in our lives. It should just be something that flows out. Jesus said, out of the innermost being, rivers will flow out of us. Rivers, because of great joy, God fills us to overflowing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the great joy that You've given us. Truly, it's a miracle. We couldn't have produced that much joy no matter how hard we tried. But because You gave, and because people are willing to receive, and because we are able to share that great joy, we are filled. Thank You so much, Lord, for Your love and Your goodness. Thank You for sending Your Son that first Christmas morning. We rejoice and we say we will share the joy You've placed in us. In Jesus' name, amen.